Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lawyers for former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez are now preparing for two separate murder trials. Hernandez, who's been held for nearly a year on one murder charge, pleaded not guilty yesterday to two additional killings. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Prosecutors say on an early summer morning in 2012, Aaron Hernandez stalked and shot and killed two men and injured a third. Assistant Suffolk County District Attorney Patrick Hagan says the shootings happened after one of the men, Danielle Diabreu, accidentally bumped into Hernandez on the dance floor of the Cure Lounge, spilling Hernandez's drink.
The defendant told his friend that Mr. Diabreu had deliberately bumped him and was, quote, trying him. The defendant's friend quickly convinced the defendant to leave the nightclub and walked him outside just 10 minutes after their arrival.
Hagan says Hernandez later drove by Diabreu and his friends twice, waited for them to drive out of a parking garage, and followed them. Hagan says Hernandez pulled up to them, leaned out of the driver's side of the window, and fired five rounds, killing Diabreu and another man and wounding a third man. Hernandez's lawyer denies the allegations, but did not present his own version of events. Instead, lawyer Charles Rankin objected to the court allowing the prosecution to present its version of the facts.
This is not supposed to be a spectacle. It's not supposed to be a sporting contest. The defendant has been subjected to an avalanche of publicity, none of which we're responsible for. We've been subjected to wild and extravagant stories.
But Clerk Magistrate Gary Wilson noted that it's normal for the prosecution to present its version of events at an arraignment.
And in each occasion, the prosecutor has been afforded an opportunity to speak, to address the court relative to the facts of the case.
Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley says it was important to lay out the prosecution's facts now to clear up some misstatements. Conley says the victims were wrongly described as gang members, when in fact they were just innocent young men out for an evening of fun when they accidentally ran into Hernandez.
These were fine young men whose lives were full of promise and hope and opportunity. They were out for a good time. They had no idea this was coming. And they didn't deserve this. These homicides were as brutal as they were senseless.
Hernandez's attorneys now have the challenge of defending their client in two separate murder cases. He's also charged in a killing in North Attleboro a year after the shootings in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.